Okay, good to see everybody. We're on Daf Ayin Beis today. We're in the Mishnah. Okay, everybody all set? So, Manitin, Chamisha Chaburot Shachu Sheshavtu Betraklin Echad. You have five groups of people are residing in one mansion. Now, it means they're not permanently residing there, but they've been there more than 30 days. And the issue is going to be, do we view them as like separate groups? In other words, and each group has an opening from their compartment to a chatzer. So do they each have to give their own food, their own participation in the Erev, or are they all subsumed as one group? That's the issue. Okay, Arthur, you're unmuted. You got to mute yourself, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Say again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear. Fern, go ahead.
And is it one COVID bubble?
All right, that's close to the idea, though. Okay, so Chamishach Roshav to Betraklin Echad, Beit Shammai Rim Erev L'chol Chabura B'Chabura. Beit Shammai says each group has to give its own food to participate in the Erev. In other words, they want to participate in the Erev, and they want to, and there are other people also who live in that Chatzer. Now, the Gemara is going to have two approaches to this. The first approach the Gemara is going to have, it's talui on how big the separations are between the groups. So we'll see how, well, that'll be one approach. He says, Ubeit Homrim, Erev Echad Lekulan. Bill says, no, they're all one big group. They all live in the same mansion. They all count as like one big family, so to speak. Umodim, but Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree, Bizman Shemikstan Shrim Bechadarim O Baliyod, if some of them live in rooms or Aliyod are the, here they said the upper floors, the attic, or whatever, he says, Shein Srichin Erev L'chol Chabur V'Chabura. Then everybody agrees that they're independent. And I think I have a picture here. Let me see. Oh, let me go back. One second. Let me get this. Yeah. All right. There we go. Okay. All right. So here we have the Traklin. And you see, here's the five groups. And in this picture book, there's like low partitions between each one of the groups. And each one of the groups has got his own exit in the Chatzer. Okay. That's the case. All right. Now, anybody have any questions on what we did on the Mishnah so far? Everybody good? Okay. Let me go into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now we're going to have four ways initially, like with going with the idea about the separation with the partitions or the size of the partitions, we're going to have four approaches within that idea of explaining the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Am Rav Nachman, Machloket B'Mesipas. So Rav Nachman says, the Machloket B'Mesipas is a low, flimsy partition, which is less than 10 tefachim high. So according to the first version of Rav Nachman, the machloket is mesipas, like a low, flimsy partition. Then we have the machloket between Beit Shammai and Hillel. Aval b'machisa asara divrei kol erev l'chol chabura b'chabura. But if the machisa between the groups would be 10 tefachim, then everybody agrees they have to give their own separate participation in the erev. Okay, that's the first way to understand it. Now the second way, ikid da'amrei, others say, Am Rav Nachman af b'mesipas machloket. He says even b'mesipas, meaning that the machloket is by 10 tefachim. So if it's 10 tefachim high, notwithstanding that, Beit Hillel says there is still one group. But even if it's less than 10 tefachim high, there's also machloket. So machloket is less than 10 tefachim and more than 10 tefachim. So if it's more than 10 tefachim, so the chiddush is Beit Hillel. The Beit Hillel says it's one group. And if it's less than 10 tefachim, the chiddush is Beit Shammai, that they hold their separate groups. Okay? So that's way number one and way number two. Okay? Everybody good so far? All right. Now, we're up to way number three. Plei ba Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. Now, there's a machlok between Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon b'Rebbe about understanding our Mishnah. And this is going to yield two more hezberim to the Mishnah. Chadamar machloket b'mechitzot ha-megiot l'tikra. One says the machloket is if the partitions, all right, one second, my phone is ringing. Let me just see what's going on with this. Excuse me for one second, I'm sorry. It might be one of us.
The phone gets them moving. Yosef, are you calling him on his phone just to drive him crazy?
No, I do that.
It's the COVID place. They're changing it to the 13th.
We're being recorded.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
It's the COVID place. They're moving it back one day to the 13th.
Push them over the edge.
You're being recorded.
Okay. All right. Any event. So let's go bit number three. So so again, so we have so Ikidamri Amrab Nachman not this. So Pliba Ribchiv Rib Shimon Berebi. Khadamar Machloki Bemchisar Magil Latikra. Now one says is Machloki Bemchisar Magil Latikra means partitions that go all the way up to the ceiling. So here it's talking about the partition like a curtain. It's not like a wall, it's something like a curtain. It's a non-permanent partition. So one version is the machloket is even with those the Beit Hillel holds it's all one group. He says Ava machitzo shei magil the tikra, but if machitzo don't go to the root to the ceiling, divrei kol eruv echad lekulan, then everybody holds it's one eruv for the whole group. Now let's look at Rashi on this on the fifth very wide line. Ava machitzo shein magil the tikra. Afilu hinasara, even if they're 10 tefachim high, according to this version, divrei kol eruv echad lekulan. Everybody agrees that it's one eruv for everybody. And one eruv means one participation, one piece of food for everybody. He says, upligi atarvay lishni to Rav Nachman. So this hesber number three is mechulak on the first two hesberim that we gave in the Mishnah. He says, daha in the bacha is the lishnan kama kamar to mechisa sara modu dechalokavi. According to the first explanation we gave, if it was 10 tefachim high, remember that says that the machloka was b'mesipas, a low partition. But if it would be 10 tefachim high, according to the first version, the first explanation, then everybody agrees that it's separate. So this is holding b'hachamrina nafilu magil latikra pligi. So here, so again, so if it's mechisa sara, here,
it doesn't matter. It's right. About the ceiling.
Right. Right. So in the, right. So over here we're saying right. So here if it's 10 tefachim high, everybody holds as one eruv. In the first version, if it was machitzo 10 tefachim high, everybody agreed it was separated. So that's mechulak with that version. He says, now the second version of Rav Nachman was that that the machloket was that it's mechulak whether it's 10 tefachim or less than 10 tefachim, the mesipas nami pli, but it's machloket be mesipas. In other words, if it's a low partition, so Beit Shammai holds even there that it's separated. Va'asri Beit Shammai, va'acha amri dafil mechisar asara lo asru el mechisar megil latikra. According to this, that even Beit Shammai agrees, if it's mechisar 10 tefachim high, it's one group altogether. So this explanation. The machloket is only when the partitions go to the ceiling. Anything less than that, so everybody agrees it's one group. So that's mechulak on the two first versions. And now, for the fourth version, four lines to the bottom, v'chalamar machloket b'mechisa she'ein magiyut l'tikra. One holds the machloket is mechisa don't go to the roof, but I'll say our 10 tefachim high, then they have the machloket. About mechisa no magiyut l'tikra, but it's mechisa that go to the ceiling, I should say, divrei kol strichin eruv l'kol chabura v'chabura. Everybody holds that any eruv for all, every chabura. Okay, so again, so we learned in the Mishnah, we have five, you could say families or groups of people living in a mansion together, and they're living, the way this mahalach is going, they're living in different compartments, but this machloket, when do we view them as one group? When do we view them as five separate groups? So within this mahalach, we had four explanations. So either they're separate groups, maybe when they have a mesipas, they have like a low partition or a partition of 10 tefachim, or maybe it requires a mechitza going to the roof, but to the ceiling. But that's the thrust of this with this hesber. Okay, any questions on what we did so far? All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, now let's turn the page to Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Ayin Beis, the top line. So Meitfei, so in this we ask Kasha against one of the Hesberim that we just gave before. He says, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. So Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, the Archel translated like the thinker. If you look HaSabar, Hashem Churfei Kare Lehachi, because of his sharpness, they call him that, Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. I saw this interesting in Tosfos Kos Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, not HaSabar, but HaSabach. And either it's related to a hat or it's related to a location. But anyway, so
maybe it says here HaSabar with the dagesh in the bet.
Yeah, but Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos says a different gears, HaSabach with a chet sofit. So, Aaron Gershon.
No, what I'm saying is it's not according to the art scroll, Savar, it's Sabar.
Okay, HaSabar. Okay, either way, but it means the thinker. It means Sabar.
Like Sfara.
Yeah, from Sfara. Yeah. Okay. All right. Tough group. Okay, now let's take a look further in the Gemara. So Meithei Amar Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, and I thought I said that before. He says Lo Nechel Kubet Shamid Hillel. Now this is a brisa he's quoting. So the brisa says Lo Nechel Kubet Shamid Hillel Amachisan Megib LaTikra Shetzrichen Eruv L'Chol Chabura V'Chabura. That everybody agrees that if it goes to the ceiling, you need a separate Eruv for every group. Aman Nechelku. What's the machloket? The machloket is if it's more than 10 tefachim high, but it doesn't go to the ceiling. Beit Shammai holds each group needs its own eruv, meaning its own food it has to participate in. Hillel holds one for all. So that's the end of the brisa. So the Gemara says Lamanda Mar Vachisot Ha Magil Latikra Machloket. Now that was explanation number three, right? Remember within. We had those
That's number four. No, it's a proof of number four.
No, it's a kasha against the one number three. In other
it's
words,
kasha three proof for number four.
In other words, number three was b'mechitzot hamagil the tikra, and machloket is mechitzot. Right. What I'm saying.
It's a proof for four and question on three.
All right. Right. Wait. Yeah. Right. So he says. Right. So he says, according to explanation number three, that is that the machloket was mechitzot hamagiot latikra. That right. So the when the mechitzot go to the, according to explanation number three, the mechitzot go to the ceiling. Then there's the machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And this one says there is no machloket in that case. So he says, so lamanda mar mechitzot hamagiot latikra machloket. Tiyufta. So that's all up gestock. So explanation number three, here we have a brisa, and those were chachamim. So we had four explanations. So explanation number three is out the door. Okay, now, uleman damar b'mechitzo che'en magiyo letikra machloket. According to explanation number four, the machloket is when they don't go all the way to the ceiling, siyata. So that's a support for it. So three is out, four is supported. Then, lahachlish and da'amar of Nachman, Machloket b'mesipas. Now, according to the explanation number one, which was Rav Nachman, the machloket was on these low partitions. But if it would be a partition that would be, let's say, higher, like 10 tefachim, then even Beit Hillel would agree that it was a separate eruv for each one. So he says tiyufta. That's going to be kasha because here we said the Beit Hillel holds. That if it's 10 tefachim high, Beit Hillel holds in this brisa that it's one for everybody. The only time they say it's one for each group, it's one for everybody only if it goes to the ceiling. But anything less than that, so Beit Hillel would hold that if he says ein magil latikra, it holds one. So that's so one and three are out the door. Now, lahaklish and damar of Nachman, afa mesipas machloket, let me tell you to yufta. Now, the Gemara says, should we say that on explanation number two, that afa mesipas machloket, let me tell you to yufta, should we say that there's also shlugged up on that as well? Now, the one that says afa mesipas machloket means that there's machloket by when it's 10 tefachim high, they have a machloket. So that's in accordance with the Braisa. But there's also machloket when it's less than 10 tefachim, and that's not borne out by the brisa. So should we say that that's shlugged up? So Amar lach Rav Nachman would say, pligi b'mechitza v'hu adin b'mesipas, that even though the Braisa mentions that there's machloket b'mechitza, which I'm translating as ten tzbachim high, Rav Nachman will touch up the Braisa, there's also machloket by a partition which is less than ten tzbachim high. He says v'hai de kamiflagi b'mechitza, the fact that the Braisa only records a machloket when you have the mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, lo diacha koach to Beit Hillel, to highlight the leniency of Beit Hillel, that like Beit Hillel holds, we can amalgamate them all into one group, even when it's 10 tefachim high. But in Achinami, even if it's less than 10 tefachim high, Beit Shammai will hold, or the chiddush is for Beit Shammai will hold that it's a separate one for each one. So the Gemara says, "V'lifligi b'mesipas lo diacha kochan de Beit Shammai." So why doesn't the Braisa highlight Beit Shammai and make it less than ten tefachim high? In other words, we have, according to that version, which is version number two, so the machloket is whether it's higher than ten tefachim or less than ten tefachim. So if it's higher than ten tefachim, the chiddush is Beis Hillel that says we all view it as one big group. And if it's less than 10 tefachim, which is this version says it's both, then the chiddush is Beit Shammai, that they view it as separate groups, even though it's less than 10 tefachim high. So why is it that the Braisa chooses to highlight the machloket when it's more than 10 tefachim, which is highlighting the opinion of Beis Hillel, that even then we could view it as one big group, and why does it leave the other one out the door? Or why doesn't it record that? Why doesn't it tell us the Mesipas one, tell us the Machloket there, and to highlight the stringency of Beit Shammai? So the Gemara says, Koach de Tera Adif. The Tana would rather highlight the Heter. The Tana prefers to teach us the Heter as opposed to teaching the Isur. So by teaching the Machloket, by giving this case as the Machloket, it's highlighting, you know, the leniency of Beit Hillel, and the Tana prefers to do that. Okay? So any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Can you just repeat this last part?
We had version number two with Rav Nachman.
Yeah.
What was the machloket is across the board. The machloket is whether the machitza is 10 tefachim or the machitza is less than 10 tefachim.
Yep.
It's the machloket between Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai in both cases. So when it's more than 10 tefachim, it's the chiddush is Beis Hillel, that Beit Hillel holds, we view them all as one big group. And when it's less than 10 tefachim, the chiddush is Beit Shammai. So the Braisa only recorded the machloket when it was above 10 tefachim. So that's what we assume. It says that, in other words, that
the Braisa doesn't talk about 10 tefachim, just talk about ceiling or no ceiling.
Yeah, but we take it when it talks about ceiling, then everybody agrees that it's separated. And
right.
The machloket is they have mechitzot. So mechitzot means more than 10 tefachim.
Okay.
So should we say that Braisa disproves explanation number two because it doesn't mention anything about less than 10 tefachim? And according to explanation number two, even less than 10 tefachim
is
machloket. So Rav Nachman would say not necessarily true. It could be the Tana agrees with my explanation, number two, but the reason the Tana gives me the machloket when it's higher than 10 tefachim is because he wants to highlight the leniency of Beis Hillel. And the leniency of Beis Hillel, even though it's more than 10 tefachim, they hold that it's all one big group. So the Gemara says, why doesn't he highlight the stringency of Beit Shammai and teach me the machloket when it's less than 10 tefachim? So he says, Koach de Tera Adib. He'd rather teach me, as between teaching me, you know, rather than teaching me the Chumrah. Okay? All right, any other questions? All right, we're at the 20th line from the top. Okay, so now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. So Rav Nachman says, then Rav, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, meaning, now Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, now remember, Rav Nachman had two explanations, and according to Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, one explanation is out the door. So presumably he means going within that second explanation that we just said. And it just means that's the way we're going to look at this machloket. And presumably we'd paskin like Beis Hillel. And so it would be that, you know, if it's that we would view it as one group unless it goes to the ceiling. Okay, now, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Manithin Nami Deka. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, one could deduce this... from a careful reading of the Mishnah. The Katani Umodim Bizman Shmikstan Shrim Bechadarim Uvaliyod Shrikim Erev Lechol Chabura Bechabura. The Mishnah said that both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree that when everybody's living in Chadarim, in rooms, or Aliyot, like the upper stories, then Vadai, we need a separate Erev, and a separate food contribution from each group. So my Chadarim Aliyot, what do Chadarim and Aliyot mean? Rooms and attics or upper stories? Ilem Chadarim, Chadarim Amash, Valiyot Aliyot Amash. If we say it's like, you know, Pshuto Kamash Ma'o, we just translate the words, says Pshita, I don't need the Tana to teach me that. If people living in separate compartments and then they each have, again, an exit into the Chatzer, then Vadai, they need separate ones. Elav, Ke'en Chadarim, Ke'en Aliyot. Is it not? It means they're living in compartments that are the legal equivalent of Chadarim and Aliyot. You might need, what is that? Mechitzo to Megil Latikra. Like Mechitzo, temporary partitions that go to all the way to the ceiling. So Shmamina. So from there, I could deduce like a proof to, it corroborates the Brisa, the Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, or the Brisa that was stated in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Sabar. And it also validates the second explanation of Rav Nachman, that indeed, that when the mechitza go all the way to the ceiling, then everybody agrees that you need separate contributions. And the machloket is when less than that. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did?
All right, separate contribution means they each have to chip in for this Eruv?
They each bring like their article of food. They each give their article of food. Maybe
a loaf, or chip in?
Like a loaf
to buy
of bread.
One food?
Like a loaf of bread. They each give a loaf of bread. We'll do it that way. All right? I mean, in Akinami, they could probably, you know, contribute money. Like that's the way we do with our Eruv here. But it means actually for the Eruv, they each need to do food. So they're each contributing their food. They're not bringing money. They're bringing food. You need food for the Eruv. So they're bringing food.
They're giving five separate loaves of bread, and they each
bring a challah roll. Everybody brings their own challah roll.
And they store that five in one of the homes.
Well, again, they're making this Eruv with the other people in the chatzer. So it might be they might bring it over to one of the other people's homes. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what's doing with where they're going
to
store it.
Okay. And if we go according to Beit Hillel, he said just one of them brings a loaf of bread.
It means that it's one loaf of bread for the whole group. That's where Beit Hillel is going. Okay. All right. So let's take a look further in the Gemara. All right. Now, okay. So Shmamina. Okay. Now, Tana. Now we learn a Brisa. This Brisa is going to give us a whole different mahalach, a whole different approach to the Mishnah, okay? So Tana, now this Braisa is commenting on our Mishnah. So Tana taught in a Braisa, b'medvar murim, when do we say that we have the machloka between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, shemolichin and eruvan l'makom acher? It's only when they're bringing their eruv to another location. This is hitting on what you were saying, Yosef. In other words, there are homes, other homes, in the chatzer or abutting the chatzer, so they're bringing the eruv to another location. So then there's machloket. So this is not going with the size of the partition. It's just that you have five different groups living under the same roof. So do we view them? So then there's machloket when it's in another location. Do they have to contribute five different loaves or one loaf for all of them? He says, let's see back. So Tana, b'men murim shemolichin eruvan l'makom acher. Avamaya eruvan ba etzlan, divrei kol eruv echad l'kulan. But if the eruv for the whole chatzer is being kept in their house, then both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that it's one eruv for all of them. Okay? So again, they're learning, this Brisa seems to be understanding the Mishnah differently than when we understood it. So when Beit Shammai says Eruv l'chol chabura b'chabura, it means if you're keeping the Eruv in another location. And Beit Hillel says one Eruv for all of them. But if the Eruv is being kept in that mansion, then indeed it's one Eruv for all. Let's see this further. Now, Kaman Azla Hadatanya. Now, according to whom does the following Brisa go? The Brisa says, Chamisha shegavu ad eruvan, if means five people were in a chatzir together and they each contributed, you know, food for the joint Eruv. Shemolichin ad eruvan l'makom acher. Now the people in Chatzar Aleph want to join with an Eruv in Chatzar Beis. So Shemolichin and Eruvan l'makom acher, when they bring the Eruv to the other location, because they want to join also with Chatzar Beis, so they can carry to Chatzar Beis, and Chatzar Beis can carry to Chatzar Aleph, Eruv achad l'kulan. So they only need to bring one loaf of bread to that other location. So the Gemara says, Kiman, according to that Brice ago, that'll be Kibes Hillel. In other words, once they're like viewed as one home, once it's viewed as one, in other words, if we join, we're separate homes. We join in one Eruv, now we're one home. So now we're one home. If it's one home, so now vis-a-vis the other Chatzer, we view it as one home. So here, according to Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel is saying, these five people we view as one home. We view these five people as one home. And when it's okay, now that's the way that's going. Now let's see a little further. Now, Ve'ikid Amri, others say that this is a different version of the Brisa. Ve'ikid Amri, Bamedvar Murim, Shay Erev Ba'etzlan, that when is the machlok between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, that's when the Erev is being brought to their mansion. He says, Aval, Imayu Molechin Eruvan L'makom Acher, if they're bringing the Erev to another location, Divrei called Strichen Erev L'chol Chabura V'chabura. Everybody agrees I need an Erev for every Chabura. So Kaman, that's the second version. So Kaman Azla Hadatanya. So working within the second version, when it's outside the mansion, everybody agrees it's a separate one for everybody. So he says, so Kaman Azla, I'm sorry, Kaman Azla Hadatanya, Chamisha Shekavud Eruvan, Shemlechin Ruvain L'makom Acher, Erev Echad L'kulan. So it says, if you know people are joined together in an Eruv, now we're going to another location. So how much do we need? One. So that's the opposite of what we said. In other words, here the five people in the one house were viewed as like people joining in one Eruv. Now we're going to another location. So this says that I only need one. And yet, so, but in our Mishnah, according to this version, the way the Brisa has it, or the Brisa's version, is everybody needs to be separate. Come on to Lo Kachan. It's not like anybody's opinion. So in this last two explanations of the Mishnah, it's not working with partitions. It's just saying, like, do we view them as one household vis-a-vis the rest of the world? So if the Erev is being stored in their house, so then we view them as one household. But if we're going to somewhere else, so then we view them, then it's machloket. Do we view them as one household or as five different households? And then the second version was that the machloket even in their house is a machloket, but when we bring it somewhere else, we definitely view them as five households. All right, who's a question, comments, thoughts on anything I did?
According to the last two versions, how would we fit in the safe of the Mishnah where Beit Hillel agrees that the second story, you need five different ones?
Yeah. So in the first of the last ones was, let's see again.
Says, they're arguing whether you're keeping it over there.
If it's by Etzlan, so he's saying if it's by Etzlan, but you're in a separate room or separate compartment, then Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree you need something separate. In other words, if there's a wall between, so they'll say, yeah, I can't. That's irrebuttable that it's separate. That's the way that the first one will learn, and the second one will learn. He says, let's take a look. He says, "Bamem Urim show you erev by Itzlan." Right, if it came to them, "Avamayu molichan erevan l'makom acher." Right. So either way, within those last two, they'll each learn.
You need five. You need
that,
five.
Right. If there's a wall, then I need five, even whatever the circumstances are. Okay. All right. Everybody good? All right. Let's go on. Okay. We're on to the next Mishnah. Okay. Manitin. Ha'achim shu ochlan al shulchan aviyam. So brothers that were eating on the father's table. So it means that are being supported by the father. Now we don't know this yet, but the Gemara is going to explain that it doesn't mean they actually eat their meals at the father's house, but the father supports them financially. That's what it means. And again, they all live in the same chatzir. And there are other people who live in the chatzir as well. So there's like homes that are sharing the common chatzir. Ha'achim shu ochlen al shulchan aviyim b'yishen b'vateim, but they sleep in their own home. Shrichan eruv l'kol achad v'yachad. Each one needs to participate separately in the eruv. Each one needs to give a separate loaf for the eruv. He says, l'fichach im shachach achad mihem v'lo yirev. So if one of them forgot to participate in the eruv, mivatel et rishuto. So he has to be mivatel as rishut, like we studied already. Eimatai bisman shemoluchin eruvan b'makom acher. That's only if they bring their eruv to, let's say, one of the other homes. Aval im eruvan b'aitzlan. If the eruv, let's say, in the father's house, he says, and the way the Shulchan Aruch learns, or even if the eruv is in one of the brothers' homes, he says, o she'eni mahen diurin b'chatzer, or if there's nobody else that lives in this chatzer, just the family, the father, and the brothers, and their families, einan srichim la'arev. They don't need to make an eruv. We view them all as one. All right? Now, the Gemara says, now the Gemara thinks that the Mishnah is teaching me that the brothers are eating in one place, i.e. at their father's home, and sleeping in their own homes, and nevertheless, srichim eruv l'kol achad v'achad, that they need a separate eruv for each one. So shmamina makom lina gorem. So we're going to see it's a machloket. What is it, or where do I? In other words, let's say a person has one place they sleep and one place they eat. So which is the place that's mechayev me on the a? Or which place am I mechayev to be participate in the eruv? So it's machloket whether it's makom lina or the makom pita or the makom lina. The makom pita is where the bread is, or lina. So shmamina makom lina gorim. So from our Mishnah, it sounds like the makom lina gorim. The key litmus test is where you sleep. Where you sleep is your home. So because we think that they're eating at the father's home. So amar Rav Yudim Rav b'mekabli prashanu. So Rav Yudim Rav, no, the Mishnah is talking about not that they actually eat in the father's home. They eat in their own homes. They're just being supported by the father. So from the fact that you need separate ones doesn't prove lina, doesn't prove chila, because they're both doing that in their own homes. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned the braisa. Misha ishto beit shar achsadra mirpesa b'chatzer chaveiro. If a person has an achsadra, is like a pavilion, mirpeset is like a patio, a beit shar is a gatehouse, and somebody's living in these quarters. Somebody's living in the quarters. He says, "Areza in oser lav." He doesn't oser. In other words, his lack of participation in eruv does not make it prohibited to carry there. Now, Tosfos says that that the Baal HaBayit already participated in it. He says three lines at the bottom in Tosos, Shinatan Balabaide Ruvo. He already participated, but the person who's living in the Beit Shaar, the Achsadra, the Repeset, he doesn't negatively impact on the people in the Chatzer. Beit HaTeven, Beit HaBakar, Beit HaEitzim, Beit HaOtzrod, Hareza Oser Alav. If a person has a storage place for straw, for Bakar, for wood, Beit HaOtzrod storage, that it would Oser on the people. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Oser Makom Dira Bavad. Tan Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the only thing that's Oser is the Makom Dira. So if you have a place and it's not for living, like the Beit HaTeven or things like that, it doesn't Oser, it doesn't prohibit carrying there. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, this is still part of the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maaseb ben Napcha, Shayulo Chamesh Chatzirot Be'usha. He had five chatzirot in Usha, means he was a man of considerable real estate. He had five different pieces of real estate in five different chatzirot in Usha. Ubama Sultan Chachamim, Ba'amru in Oser Labeiti Rabbavad. They said the only one that he has to be concerned about in terms of a Reuven is where he has a Beit Dira, a residence. If the other locations are not residences, he doesn't have to worry about it. That's the end of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Beidira Sakadaita, does it have to actually be a formal residence? Like, there are places you could live and it's not a formal residence. So he says, El aim a makom dira. I should say the Braisa means a makom dira. The only thing you have to worry about is a makom dira. If it's not a makom dira, according to that last opinion, then it's a zero in terms of a Reuven. Now, my makom dira, what's a makom dira? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar, top line of 9 Gimel Mud Aleph, Rav Amar Makom Pita. Rav says the place that you eat is your Makom Dira. That's the Makom Dira. Ushmul Amar Makom Lina. Shmuel says the place that you sleep is your Makom Dira. Okay, so now we have to address this a little bit. So on line two, Mayfei, so we're going to ask a question against Rav. Rav again says Makom Pita from the following Braisa. Now this Braisa is talking about Tchum Shabbos, the Tchum for Alpayim Ama, but we'll extrapolate it for the Din of Erev as well. In other words, you have Alpayim Ama from wherever you live, reside. So it says Mayfei, Haroim are the shepherds, Vakayatsim are the people guarding these figs. He says, Vahaburganin, like with these huts. Remember we had the Burganin with these, remember the straw huts. Vishomre Peiro, the people guarding the fruits, the produce. Bizman Shadarkan Lalin Ba'ir, Rein Kan Sheha'ir. If they sleep in the city, so the work is clearly in the fields, but if they sleep in the city, so then the Chum is like the people in the city. Bizman Shadarkan Lalin Ba'sadeh, but if they sleep in the field, he says, Yeshlem Alpayim L'chol Ruach. Then they get two, in other words, in the city, the whole city is like Dalet Amot, and they get Alpayim Amot from the edges of the city, from the border of the city. But if they sleep in the field, then they have their own Dalet Amot there, and then 2,000 Amot from that. So but the point is, though, the Braisa seems to say that the Makom Lina is what's Koveya, not the place that you eat. It says the Makom Lina. We're assuming that they eat in the city, but they're sleeping in the fields. That's what we're assuming. So the Gemara says, Hatam Anan Sade Dimamtu L'Rifta Hatam Tvei Nichluhu. So the Gemara says, look, we can make an Anan Sade means like we could testify, but it means like that if they would bring the bread to the fields, they'd prefer to be there in the fields. So in other words, it could be technically they're not eating in the fields, but it's only because whatever, technically they can't eat in the fields. But if they could have food in the fields, that's where they'd prefer to eat. So he says, Anan Sade Dimamtu L'Rifta Hatam Tvei Nichluhu. So it's not mukhrach from there that we go makom lina. It could be that the makom where you eat is the key, but just they're not, there's something that prevents them from having the food there. So Amar of Yosef, lo shmili hashmaita. So if Yosef said, I never heard this whole memory from Rav that about makom pita, that the bread is the key thing. So Amar li Abaye, ad amri nehalan v'ha amri nehalan. We've had this several times in the Masechta already. Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, and Rabaye is like restoring it to him. He says, what do you mean you never heard of it? You said it to us, and you said it to concerning the following. And this is from our Mishnah. Ha'achin shu ochlan al shulchan aviyem. If brothers were eating on their father's table, b'yishenim b'vateyem, and sleeping in their own home, shulchan eruv l'chol achav yechad. They each need their own separate eruv. And we said to you, it sounds like from the Mishnah that the place that's sleeping is the litmus test. They're sleeping in one place and eating in another place. So the sleeping is the key test. You said to us, the Mishnah is talking about not that they're eating with the father, they eat in their own home, but the father just is financially supporting them. All right, I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did?
What's up? If you were to highlight certain things from this daf, what would they be?
Well, I guess the key is like, you know, when do we view people as being like separate households? When are they one household? So we had ideas about whether it's like the size of the partitions, or it might be that, you know, people who are in one house, in one mansion, are automatically more likely that they are sort of like together.
Conjoined,
you know? Right. And then with the brothers, we also saw that, you know, if the father is supporting them, so we could view them for some dinim we view them all as one. if the only people in the chatzar are that family, we view it as one. But otherwise, they have to have separate participation. Okay. Anyway, Yosef, what's up, Yosef?
Yeah, if we say the key is the food, that any guest would not be able to carry unless he joins the Eruv.
A guest? No. Again, a guest is nigvar after the Baal HaBayis. So if I come visit somebody for Shabbos, I'm staying in your home, so I'm covered with your Eruv. The only issue that we got into is, let's say I'm not such a guest, then I begin living there for a longer period of time, and I park myself in your house, let's say for 30 days, and then at some point in time, I may assume, it depends on my living conditions and things like that, I may begin to assume, and I have my own exit into the Chatzer separate from your exit into the Chatzer.
You're not a guest anymore. You're living there.
That's it. So as long as I'm a guest, though, I'm covered by you. Okay, that's it.
Okay, and the last case of the Mishnah, if the father, it's only the father and the kids, they still need to make one Eruv, right? Just the kids don't need to join in. They have to make one Eruv.
One second. No, ain't on Srikim La'arev. They don't need an Eruv. No, it means like this. If let's say I'm one household, let's say I have a big house and I live there with my kids, everybody's, you know, happy family there. So we don't need to make an Eruv. We're the only family that lives in the Chatzer. We're the only ones using the Chatzer. So he's saying if the only ones in the Chatzer are this family, so then they don't need to make an Eruv.
How many homes are in this Chatzer right now?
So again, so there's five, this five Ha'akim, it doesn't say how many, but the brothers, let's assume there are five brothers and the father.
Five brothers and the father. So there's six homes here.
Right. But they don't
need to make any Eruvs here?
Yeah, but the brothers, though, are supported by the father. The father is financially supporting them. So the question is, when do we view them as like sort of being like one, and when do we view them as being many? So we said that so if there's other people in the Chatzer, so then they each need support and participate. And he says, "Bizmashmal can Eruvan Makom Acher." That's only when the Eruv, though, is in one of the other homes. If the Eruv is being kept in the father's house, they don't all have to participate. They're covered by the father's house. If there's no other person in the Chatzer, then they don't need an Eruv. That's the way I understand the Mishnah.
I thought the father's case is where the Eruv is in the father's house. That's why they don't need to join in.
But that's when there are other strangers in the Chatzer. In other words, there's unrelated people who live in the Chatzer, and they're bringing the Eruv to the father's house, so they're covered with the father. But if there's nobody else in the Chatzer except the Schwartz family, and all the brothers are being supported by the father, they don't need to make an Eruv. They're all viewed as one household. All right? Yeah. Okay. All right. I think that's it for tonight. Nice seeing everybody. Michael, thank you so much for your input with this thing. So I have to get a letter from that then. That's the only thing. All right, let me end the recording. Wait a second. Let me get in the recording. One second, then the recording.